Hello and welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday, March the 19th. And here is the news.
The news is that there's some pretend news.
Really?
Yeah, Daily Star.
I have to admit, I did buy that paper because of that story, and then I was very disappointed by it.
It says, Danny and Ted's 100 million poker battle, and starts the story by saying, model Daniel Lloyd is to take on her ex-lover in a 100 million pound poker match.
Brilliant, they're going to have a massive game of poker, and so you get the house and so on.
And I was thinking, cool, is she like secretly really good at poker, and maybe she's
probably got a great poker face because she's quite blank.
Take him for everything he's got. That's cool.
Yep, exciting stuff, good story.
But that's not the story at all.
No.
Sorry, she's going to be doing some modelling for Ladbrokes.
Oh. And why is that a battle with him?
He has shares in some other betting company.
So yes, that's not really a story at all.
Says they're going to be battling for sales. She's not going to be battling for nothing. She's just going to be getting backed out.
Maybe a bum.
Maybe a bottom. Half a bottom.
It's quite peachy.
It is. I mean, she's a pretty girl. But she's ugly.
She looks evil on that picture.
By the time you're 40, you have the face you deserve.
Oh. I've got another 12 years to wait then.
Yes, me too.
Well, I, on Saturday, not publicly, but privately...
Had a wank.
No, I didn't. I said all cricketers were incredibly dull, because Michael Vaughan, I think, is a cricketer, and he did the questionnaire in the Guardian magazine, Weekend magazine.
Yeah.
And people write quite interesting answers. His was the most boring set of responses.
It should never been printed.
It was just really dull. And it's like, if you could invite anyone to a dinner party, who would you invite? And one of his was Noel Gallagher. What paucity of imagination does that demonstrate? So I said, all cricketers are dull. Now, as if they heard this and went, fuck it. Let's show that, Michelle, we're not boring. They've all gone out, got wankered. One of them's died. he's a former England batsman and was coached to Pakistan cricket team. He's had a booze and drugs overdose, apparently. Mm-hmm. I think he had too much alcohol when he was on medication. Mm-hmm. I think it's the actual sort. The rest of them have gone and got shit-faced. Freddie Flintoff decided at 3 o'clock in the morning he was going to go out on a pedalo for a laugh. Got stuck out at the sea. And he's now been sacked. He had to miss a game and he's been sacked as vice captain. So it turns out it's just Michael Vaughan. He's not been involved in any of this, I don't think. He's quite dull. The rest of them, loads of fun. You'd want to go out for a nice drinky poo with them.
Yeah, that's nice. Push Spice. Very disappointed.
What have they done to her neck on that picture?
No, what has she done to her neck?
Oh, really? Yes. She had some neck surgery.
Yeah. But... Tom Cruise, silly little gay, has been trying to get her and her husband stars on the Walk of Fame. Now,
is it not that for film stars rather than a footballer and a has-been pop star? That's my suggestion.
That's pretty much my view as well. And he's met a brick wall.
Has he? Or maybe if you get put their stars put on the brick wall instead.
So he's furious. He's hopping mad, but he's so little that he can't...
He's hopping, but he still no one can see him.
He can't reach them to fire his punches, unfortunately.
You know yummy mummies? You know how you hate that phrase?
Yeah, I really hate it.
Well, I'm going to use it quite a lot, because the yummiest mummy has been announced in the yummy mummy competition. Can you guess who the yummy celebrity yummy mummy is?
Oh, Auntie fucking Turner.
She's not actually a mummy, and she's not yummy either. She's a stepmom.
She's the sort of person that would say, oh, I'm a yummy mummy.
Oh, she definitely would with her. Do you know, I was watching Auntie Turner's Secret Housewife, or it's called. I love it. It is great. But she's got this extraordinary hair where it's kind of very flat on top, and then it's sort of like angel wing hair, but really long. It's about a metre long of just kind of flyaway hair.
But she's a cunt.
Yes, but she's very good at making individual napkin decorations out of things that the everyday folks leave behind.
Is she?
Yeah, and the other tip she had is that if you've got a friend who comes over and wants a gin and tonic, what's the chances you're going to have a lemon? Very slim. So instead, put bits of lemon in an ice cube and then you can give them that I know you were concerned. Anyway, it was Anna Frail was the yummiest mummy. Then Victoria Beckham was second. Jamelia was third.
Anna Frail is very pretty.
She is. The Brits are rubbish at cooking. On average, they've done some survey. Uh-huh. Most people can only cook four dishes.
Only four?
Yeah. Can you guess what they are?
Cheesy pasta.
Well, one of them is pasta in sauce, so I'll give you that, yeah. Cheesy pasta.
Some kind of stir fry.
Yep, that's stir fry is another one. You got half of them there. One of them is another pasta dish.
Right,
what?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. And the last one is actually one of the a quite complicated thing to cook. It's traditional Sunday.
A Sunday dinner.
Yeah, a roast. That's what the average people can cook those four things. That's the most common four things. Mm. Spaghetti bolognese, people have that. I can't remember what the stats were. They haven't got it in this paper, but it was on the news this morning. People have that twice a week. Lots of people have that twice. About 6 million people have a spag bol twice a week. I can't remember the last time I had that. But I mean, I'd say, you know, if you've got those four in your repertoire, obviously two pasta dishes isn't great. It'd be better if one was a rice dish. But you can build on that, can't you? Pasta in a sauce, spag bol. Well, they're actually kind of the same. A roast and a stir fry. Men have 3.4 in their repertoire, and women have 4.5. What would you say your best dishes were?
Best dishes?
That you could, those are the things your. If someone came round and said, do your special, mm-hmm. what would it be? It's not allowed to involve a cup of soup.
It wouldn't involve a cup of soup. Okay. It would involve sausages, so.
Mm-hmm. Sausage and mash, that's a good one.
It wouldn't involve mash.
Good mash. You love mash.
I do, but
you don't make it.
I don't make it very often. But it would involve sausages, spinach, cheese, pasta, those sorts of things.
Okay.
What's your
sausagey pasta then? Don't know. I think maybe it would be a nice vegetarian chili. Quite like that. Or
risotto.
Charlotte Church is still pregnant. She's banned Gavin from finding out what sex the baby is. She wants it to be a lovely surprise.
Good. There's not enough surprises.
Here's a surprise. Do you remember Norman Lamont?
Yep.
Do you remember September the 16th, 1992?
Yeah.
AKA Black Wednesday, the day he had to raise the interest rates twice. He's had an horrible day.
Wow.
See what made it better?
What?
David Cameron, a young David Cameron, he sent him a foot-long cigar and said, here, I'll have a smoke on that, Normie. Hope things get better soon.
Why was he having a bad day?
Because it was Black Wednesday.
Years ago this happened.
September 16th, 1992.
Oh, so properly young David Cameron.
Yes.
How old would he have been then?
I don't know.
Is this a picture of him?
That's a picture of him. He looks very much the same, but with slightly longer hair.
You know who he looks like there?
Young David Cameron?
Keen Boy.
Oh, that's Norman Lamont.
No. David Cameron.
Oh, come on, that was quite funny. You spoiled that. Yes, it does look a bit like Tom Chaplin from Keen. So it's slightly less red face.
You know, now this is something that I've said before and I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Kate Moss, Pete Doherty, separated at birth. I mean,
you've never said that before. You said that he's a trog and she's a beaut.
Yeah, no, they are, but he is a man, she's a woman. It's very, there's a lot of things that are going to. He is a trog, she is a beaut, however...
They are the same person.
You can see why, you know, it's that thing of being attracted to people that you look like.
Yeah.
Very, very similar facial features.
They've both got very small noses.
I mean, very similar.
Both, in this picture here, both got quite goppy mouths. Well...
She, she's going to buy a house with him.
Very skinny.
They're skint, but...
No, come on. He's skint. Surely she's absolutely rolling in it.
He's skint. They're going to buy a house together, which she will buy, but he says he's got $2 million coming in from some stuff next year, so
yeah,
hopefully
dream on.
They'll be able to get rid of this spot here.
Oh, that won't cost much. That bit of toothpaste on it. Practically free.
That's quite horrible, isn't it?
Well, you know, we all get spots.
No, but look.
Yeah, it's horrible.
There's a worm coming out of it.
There's loads of bootleg stuff going around, Zina Barry. All sorts. Apparently... Oh, where was the percentage? Sorry. I can't find the percentage. 11% of clothing and footwear and 10% of perfume and toiletries sold worldwide are fakes. And they're turning up everywhere. I went to the parent shop earlier. I'm fairly sure they were selling a hooky sillet bag. It didn't look quite right. I didn't buy it. Recently, a big grocer's in Scotland, I'm not sure which one, it might have been ScotMid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doesn't name them, but I'm guessing who that was. They bought a load of, unwittingly bought a load of knockoff bold washing powder. And then everyone came back and complained it hasn't washed our clothes properly.
Mm-hmm.
And they realised it was hooky.
Oh, Christ.
The scariest thing is, there's bogus parts for aeroplanes going round. Someone's gone, I'll tell you what, we'll fake some Lovejoy. He's been sat there, gone, I'll tell you what, we'll fake some aeroplane parts now, Tinker.
It's another thing to try and fake, isn't it? Aeroplane parts.
Yeah, I'm just interested to work out, to know where, it must be on markets and car boot sales that they sell most of this stuff, I guess. But obviously it's getting into the proper shops as well. And whether it is the pound shops or not.
I think if it was just markets and car boot sales, I don't
wouldn't
think
be that much.
They do it. I think it's, you know.
They do infiltrate it into the real sort of proper retail markets. Very interesting. I see you're on a Eurovision page there.
Yep, Scooch, congratulations.
I'm flying us.
Want something to suck on?
Into the sky. Salty nuts, sir.
Do you want me to wank you off?
Genius. It is the gayest song ever, which is brilliant. And also it mentions lots of different cities and countries in it.
Yeah.
Which is very clever.
They put on a nice show.
There was a little bit of scandal because Terry Wogan accidentally announced that a completely different song had won. Not quite sure how that happened, but it was a bit embarrassing to watch him and Fern Cotton. They went, 1, 2, 3! And he went, Cindy! And she said, Scooch! And everyone just looked confused for 5 minutes.
Terry Wogan here is laughing. Fern looks
annoyed.
Kind of a bit worried. But she's got more to lose.
Well, she has. Wogan could easily happily retire now. Watch out when you're on a plane next.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
If you're in first class, this doesn't happen in normal class. If you're in first class, a dead body might get put next to you. This happened to a fella who was recently on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
He's a BA gold card holder who paid £4,000 for flights for the Delhi Heathrow flight. And what happened is on this flight, during this flight, a woman of 74, I think she was, died, which is incredibly sad. They tried to, you know, obviously the staff and so on tried to revive her and keep, but she was dead. So she was in normal class, standard class. It absolutely rammed there, so they took the body out, so the family's going to have to sit and look at their dead grandma for the rest of the flight, put her in first class, and they sort of strapped her into the seat that was across the aisle from this guy, who was asleep at the time. He woke up to see this body kind of slumping and falling out of the seat.
He didn't know she was dead.
He didn't know she was dead, and he went, she doesn't look very well, and they went, no, she's dead. The worst thing of the story, because, you know, obviously it's really sad, but what do? The body's got to go somewhere. You can't have a funeral home on a plane. That's not practical. You do chuck it out of the window so it doesn't inconvenience someone. I know he's bought an expensive ticket, but he feared it was decomposing and giving off a foul smell. Now, I don't know how long a flight from Dubai to the UK is exactly, but I don't think it's long enough for a body to decompose during the flight. That takes at least 24 hours, doesn't it?
Well, it starts straight away, but I mean...
But they had rigor mortis first.
They'd gone quite far into the flight, otherwise they'd have turned back.
Mm.
You know, so,
I think basically this man's being a little bit of a cunt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tragic thing.
It is awful. The relatives were allowed to sit in first class and spend the next 5 hours wailing and weeping. You know, how dare they be upset that they've just gone on holiday and on the way home their gran has died. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit unsympathetic, and obviously, you know, not nice if you're just innocently on a flight to wake up and find a dead body near you. But also, his story doesn't seem, because if the family were there to sit with the body, and the bodies kept falling over and falling out of the seat, that they wouldn't let that happen. Do you know what I mean? It's either one or the other. Either the body was abandoned there.
Well, what I read was that the body was strapped in, and then, but it just, because the plane's moving, the body is moving slightly, and, I mean...
Oh, he says, because of turbulence, it kept slipping down onto the floor. I think he's from Brackley, which is near where I used to live.
Wanker, in that
He's
case.
Called Paul Trinder.
If you see him, you tell him he's a wanker.
Just say he's incredibly selfish.
Maybe trip him up or something.
Yeah, and tell him that you hope his grand dies on a plane they chuck her out the window. So it doesn't inconvenience anyone in first class.
Yeah. Waterproof telesets are being made to put in beer gardens to keep smoking sports fans happy. Is that news?
Do you know who people I care very little about in this world?
Go on.
Smoking sports fans.
Really?
Yeah, I care nothing for their welfare. They're both sport fans and smokers.
You must know somebody who smokes and likes sport that you care about.
No, my dad's given up smoking now, so...
Who do you know that smokes?
Don't know, actually. Oh, has everyone given up? Ah, that's how old we are.
28?
Yeah. And if all of our friends have realised, they're a bit older than us, aren't they? I don't actually know many sports fans. I think that's even harder to think of. Probably. Anyway, I don't care. They can have TVs if they want, but I don't care.
A plumber? I mean, this is such a non-story. A plumber has bought a fancy car. That's it. That is it. That is
I like the look of that. What's that?
Oh. It cleans upholstery in caravans and cars.
Oh, and it looks a bit like a bird.
I mean, very little like a bird.
It looks like a toucan.
You take that away, it doesn't look anything
no,
like
it doesn't
a
look.
Bird.
It's got an eye. People are so fat. It's another death story, I'm afraid. People are so fat they're now having to build bigger crematoriums, furnaces in the crematoriums. Stick the fatties in. They should just chop them up. They're going to burn them anyway. Jamelia, I think the third yummiest mum, she's been appearing at GAY. She's got a brilliant t-shirt on. Have a look. It says Tears for Spears on it. Quite funny.
Aww.
And she tripped that off and she had a tiny Beyonce style outfit on underneath. She looks very yummy and she's a mummy.
Talking of Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
She's been romping with other inmates in her madhouse.
Oh, I heard that she had a new boyfriend she's going to move in with.
Well, she was, but she's met another mental and they got caught shagging in the bush and the nurses prized them apart. Apparently.
Is that what nurses find necessary to do that now?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not. Did you know Jude Law was going out with Lindsay Lohan?
I had heard as much, but I don't know if it's true or not. To be honest, I never believe any of these stories. I do like her coat, though. Yes. It's a cardigan. I don't know, I like it.
And in this picture, she can be seen wearing the big black knicker look that Sienna sported.
Copier.
I don't really understand the look.
Sienna explained it in that same interview where she explained the basis.
Oh yeah.
She said that it was something, she wore it to the premiere of her film about Edie Sedgwick, and it's because it was the sort of thing that Edie Sedgwick used to wear.
Right.
So it was a thing. Here's an interesting thing, I think. Probably isn't actually that interesting. Superdrug are advertising a petition because there's VAT on all skin... suntan lotion, and they're saying, no, that's ridiculous. Why? There's skin cancer's gone up, doubled in the last 20 years, but we're paying 17.5% VAT on it. So Superdrug are now, they've cut the VAT, or not, they've taken it off all their sun protection from stuff. So if you go in on Sunday, go to Superdrug and get it. Oh no, it's only from the kids' stuff.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
But there you go, and it's still nice. They've got a petition at petitions.pm.gov.uk/suntaxcut/ if you want to go and sign that.
I tried to set up a petition with the government, and it's harder. I got my petition rejected. I was quite embarrassed about it. I thought I wasn't going to even tell you, but now I have.
You did tell me what it was for.
Did I?
Yeah. What? Is it the Paul Heaton to be in the House of Lords one?
Yeah.
I'm quite interested. It's quite intriguing that the one about gold went through.
What was the one about gold? Yeah, oh yeah.
That managed to get
through. Yeah, because the reason for not doing it was they said intended to be humorous. I can appeal though, and I might do.
A beetle that's thought to have died out has been found, alive and well.
Oh, thank Christ for that.
Oh, it's pretty cute though. Look at its antennae. It's like that's a tiny little hot balls on a wire.
Yeah, it can do that.
It's a short-necked oival beetle. I think that's a lot of beetles in my bathroom at the moment.
There's a very big beetle in our bathroom the other evening.
These ones are tiny little ones.
It was big and it really ran. And you know when you squash something and then you think, oh, that was quite something.
Yes. You squashed it?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, I have actually just, like, this weekend, I've become a rampant killer because I don't kill insects.
Right.
Under normal circumstances, but this weekend I was so fed up with all the bugs in our bathroom, flies and things, and because I keep getting bitten, I've started just squishing them.
You know, I think it's okay to kill them.
They're in my house, so you know.
Yeah, they've broken in. You didn't ask them to come into your house. But yeah, I squashed this beetle and it was like, oh, that's properly got guts and, you know, made quite a squish.
A film coming out that's so bad, by the looks of it, called Wild Hogs, starring John Travolta, Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence and William H. Macy. It's so bad that the main selling point for it on the advert is that you get to see the trailer for Pirates of the Caribbean 3 if you go and see the film. Don't bode well, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
In Zimbabwe, world news,
yeah.
It's all gone a bit shit, and President Mugabe has been going around just basically anyone who crosses him, he's just gone and have the crap kicked out of them.
Ooh.
It's not really any way to run a country. He seems to be getting away with it at the moment. The Fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Famous painting is being auctioned off.
Oh, they're
for charity.
eBay.
Doesn't say, actually. I think it might have its own. You have to email in or phone up. It's an Oxford number. 01865 759 800. Bids are starting at £1,000.
Right.
It's the last surviving copy, and it was given as a present to the show's production designer, who's now trying to raise cash for the ACE Centre Advisory Trust, a charity that helps severely disabled children communicate using technology. So it's just speaking spells and that sort of stuff.
Boring.
Are you moving on to sports news?
Yeah.
Right, shall I carry on? Should we round up the sports news?
Yeah.
Like the real news does. Fruit Fools, this story is called. Drinks that are bad for kids. And it's saying, oh, you thought that giving your kids a fruit-based drink was good for it. But no, it isn't. Here's some top 10 fruit-based drinks that are bad for your children. Cherry Coca-Cola. It's got a fruit in it because it says cherry in the title. But it's really bad for your children's teeth. I don't know what sort of cretin would have go, ooh, I'll buy cherry Coca-Cola, that'll be better for young Timothy.
I don't think cherry Coca-Cola's ever been made with cherry, sure.
Well, no, I mean, some of them are quite surprising, I suppose.
I mean, it might be more likely to have been on your...
More likely to have been on your knob?
On your cherry.
Oh, on your cherry. spring water with added... there's Tesco's Aqua you can get, which has got... this is a boost flavour. It's got loads of caffeine in it. shouldn't be with lunchbox things. What other ones? There's just loads of stupid things in here. Of course, Lilt. It's totally tropical. But typical of the rubbish presented as a fruit drink. I mean, really though, nobody said, oh, Lilt and a packet of chips. That used to be what I had on Saturday nights. Innocent pure fruit smoothies though are actually made of a fruit, so they're okay. So if you are stupid, then try and avoid buying anything that says it's got a fruit's name in it. Just give your kids some water, you'll probably be alright with that. A prison, it's all kicked off in HM Prison Holloway down the road.
Yeah.
It's turned into basically an episode of Bad Girls.
Ooh.
The hyper real TV series is set in a ladies' prison, which I've never seen.
It's very good.
This is what's actually happened in Holloway. Two male officers have been suspended, one accused of having an affair with a prisoner, the other of sexual assault. Is that sort of thing happening in Bad Girls?
Yep.
A woman officer was attacked after a lesbian prisoner believed she was having sex with her lover. All three inmates were serving life for murder.
God.
So it's all kicking off there. They're having an inquiry.
I bet they'd all murdered their husbands.
Probably. Especially the lesbian. A couple who rented a flat above a conservative club are being evicted because they've been using it for wife swapping parties. And I think that's the news.
Okay,
let's go sporting.
Go to the sports desk. Hello, welcome to the sports desk.
Hello, hello, Mike. Have you had a nice weekend? A sporty weekend?
Oh, yes, lovely. It's lovely talking to you. Ashley Cole, who goes out and is married to Cheryl Tweedy Cole.
Mm-hmm.
He's got another girl pregnant.
You read this on Holy Moly.
Cheryl Tweedy Cole said, I'm going to bash her head in if I ever meet her. They've not been married very long.
He's very unpopular, isn't he?
Yeah, because he said that he didn't get paid enough, even though he got paid about... Yeah, in his... Yeah, he wrote a biography. I don't get paid very much, even though it's like £150,000 a week or something. Ridiculous, like that.
Probably more than that.
Other sports news.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a fat footballer.
Does he play for an English club?
He plays for Charlton.
Zegnesie,
Newcastle. Boss Gregory gets his own guard of honour.
Look, if you're going to smoke while you're doing the sports news, then you're afraid you're going to have to go out into the garden.
Steve Howard from Derby had smelly armpits.
I'm going to try to do some sports news
now. Jose Wells will make it to the final, so well done to Jose.
Ronaldo's done a really big jump.
That's an enormous jump. That's like ballet, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, he should go onto the stage.
You know what he should be in?
What?
Chicago.
Oh, Dancing on Ice.
And you were Billy Flynn. Yeah, because what's his face did very well. Peter Shilton, the goalkeeper. He did a...
Did he?
He did,
well, the winner last time was the Kieran one.
Mm-hmm.
Who... I think it was Kieran Bracken. Was it Kieran Dyer? They're both footballers, or both sports people. No, the one who won was a rugby player.
There's to be...
Where's that noise? Is it in the theatre?
Yeah.
It's weird because it sounds a bit like the answer phone.
No. There's to be a new X Factor style sports show, and on the panel of judges, there's going to be Daley Thompson, Duncan Goodhue, and Fatima McFred.
Brilliant.
And people are going to go on and say, well, I can jump
Who's
in.
Who's presenting it? I've heard it's Ian Botham.
It is. I think I could quite like that. People go on to, I can jump really high, I can run really fast, and then, you know, I can really swing a bowl around. And then they'll get teams and...
Steve Howard is a man. He scored two goals and had a baby on the same day, which is impressive.
That's very impressive. You'll remember the date. West Ham, very angry. Very angry. It's not very nice... football. I think it's football. And that is the news. Oh, just some racing tips quickly. Ooh. racing tips.
We've gone on for nearly half an hour.
Shit, we'll forget the racing tips.
Can I just recommend a TV programme for tonight? It's called Animal Farm, and it's all about factory farming. It's all about electric engineering. And there's a farm where there's like loads of chickens with no feathers and glow-in-the-dark sheep and giant rabbits and shit. It's on at 9 o'clock on Channel 4. Sounds good. Interestingly, though, a little fact here in the preview. Carrots used to be white until Dutch farmers bred an orange variety as a tribute to their royal family, and now they're all orange. So that's genetic engineering for you. Not looking so bad now, is it?
So carrots used to be parsnips?
Yes.
Heard it here first.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye!